Sefer Barshios, the Torah describes the life and the legacy of Avraham Avinu. And the Ramban, in several places, is very bothered by what is it that the Torah includes and what is it that the Torah omits. You know, if you were describing the life of Avraham Avinu, you would probably spend significant time discussing the early years of Avraham Avinu. And the Ramban writes, in the beginning of Perek Yubeis, Posa Beis, here, lo biora kol ha'inyan. The Torah hardly tells us anything at all. You look in Medrash, story after story of the life of Avraham Avinu, and yet it's somewhat surprising that the Torah doesn't record any of this. When you look at the Ramban somewhat later in Perek Yubeis, Posa Vav, the Ramban is bothered in the other direction. The Ramban writes, there's certain details that the Torah records that we would think are, the language of the Ramban is Dvarim Miyutarim Ein Lahem Toelis. That's the phrase of the Ramban. You would think that this is extraneous, that these are details that really don't serve any purpose. And therefore, why is it that the Torah includes the journeys, the Be'eros, the travels of Avraham Avinu? And it doesn't include the Kivshana Eish, it doesn't include Orkastim and everything that we know to be true of Avraham Avinu. I would suggest that if you look at the very end of Parshas Lech Lecha, and this I think is also true regarding the Akedah, the Torah tells us regarding Bris Milah Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, Nimo Avraham. The term Nimo, Rashi interprets differently, but it sounds like Nimol is Nifo, as though to assume that Avraham Avinu didn't perform Bris Milah, but Avraham Avinu received a Bris Milah. And if you look in Medrash and Parshim and Zion, that exactly is the Shita of Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi tells us, Badak es atzmo, umatsa atzmo moho. All of a sudden, Betzem emazeh, Avraham Avinu looked, and he noticed that he had a Bris Milah. And that's what Rabbi Levi says. The Pasuk says Nimo, as opposed to what seems to be Binyan Kal, that Avraham Avinu performed the mitzvah of Bris Milah. When Rabbi Levi said this Kiddush, that Nimo means Bada Sasato Matzat Mamohu, from Abba Bar Kahana was present, and needless to say, he disagreed. But disagree is an understatement. No? Rabbi Bar Kahana started responding, Kazbana Shakrana At Hirgish Vinitzdaya. He responded and said, you're a liar, you're a deceiver. That is not pshat in the Pasuk. And it's so striking. You know, you go through Medrash, there were many different cases where there were different deos of Rabbi Levi Bar Kahana, but it's surprising the vehemence, the adamancy of Rabbi Levi Bar Kahana in disagreeing with this drasha of Rabbi Levi. He could disagree that Nimo doesn't mean Nifal, he received the Bris Milah. Maybe Nimo means something very, very different. Ooh, that there's a chalos, there's a polyotze, there's a totsa to Bris Milah, aside from the maisa milah, but why is it that one would disagree in such a fashion? Perhaps the answer is as follows. You know, when you look in the sugyas, Shabbos Kuflamim, the Gemara tells us that there's something incredible about Bris Milah. There were certain mitzvos throughout our history that Bnei Yisrael performed with utmost mesiras nefesh. Haragnu kol hayom. Bnei Yisrael put their life on their line for the mitzvah of Bris Milah. And indeed, the Gemara says that this is an example of a mitzvah sheyesh mesiras nefesh, which ultimately is mozekes v'yadam. The Gemara says, you know why throughout our history Jews were so careful about Bris Milah? Because Bris Milah is a mitzvah that there's mesiras nefesh, and the mesiras nefesh is a great indicator that this is something which is muhsak. It's something that we always cling to. The Ran points out earlier in Shabbos, the Sugya Daf Memtes, the Ran is found in Daf Kafes and Daf Yarif, that even though there's a Shitas HaRambam, that typically speaking, one should not be Moser Nefesh for Mitzvah Sasei, the Rambam Perakev Yisodi HaTorah, the Ran writes, there must be exceptions, Vaharaya Bris Milah, because throughout the millennia, Bnei Yisrael are Moser Nefesh for the Mitzvah Bris Milah, even though it's a Mitzvah Sasei. Apparently, you see, you have the right to do so, at least at times, even according to the Shitas HaRambam, that normally the Rambam writes that Yavor Vayeharik is a chiyuv, it's not considered to be a rishus. It's an undeniable fact that throughout our distant past, as well as even our recent past, we see how Bnei Yisrael Moser Nefesh for the mitzvah of Bris Milah. So I'll ask you a very simple question. Where did that come from? Where did that come from? What was the inspiration, or even more than that, what was the cause? I'll tell you that there's only one answer. You know, we're so used to assuming the phrase of Maisavos, sin in the bun. But the word simin sometimes can be misinterpreted. Sometimes it just means a sign, an omen. It doesn't necessarily mean an absolute cause. That might be why when you look in the Ramban and his Psicha to Sefer Shmos, the Ramban doesn't use that phrase. The Ramban uses the phrase of Amikrei Ha'ovos Kulam, Shehem Ke'inyan Yetzira Vezara. Maisavos is not just a simin. Maisavos is a Yetzira. Whatever the Avos did that informed the generations, our capacity to be Moser Nefesh is because of Mesiras Nefesh of Avram Avinu. Our ability to Moser Nefesh is because of the Mesiras Nefesh of Avram Avinu in the mitzvah of Brisim. And if indeed that was the case, that the meal of Avram Avinu did not entail any Mesiras Nefesh at all, it could not have been that Klal Yisrael throughout our history Moser Nefesh for the mitzvah of Brisim. It's only because of that model, the legacy of Avram Avinu. And I would suggest that's exactly why Rabbi Bar Kahana so vehemently disagreed with Rabbi Levi. To say that Nimol is Nifal, and that means that Badak is Atzma, Matz Atzma Mahu. You know what that means? That Avram Avinu just received the Bris Milah without any conscious Mesiras Nefesh, without any pain, without any difficulty. That cannot be. Our history denies that fact. If we're capable of such Mesiras Nefesh, it's only because Hirgish V'Nitzar, because that's how Avram Avinu performed the mitzvah. And therefore the possibility that Badak es Atzmo, Matz Atzmo Mol, is not just simply incorrect, but it's inconceivable. Kazbana, Shakrana, Hirgish V'Nitzar. That, I think, is an important yisod. It's not just a simon l'davar. Volchanan's lamdas of a simon or a siva. Not much more than that. It's a yitzira. It means that's an absolute cause. So I would just add the following. That it's true if you were describing to me the life of Avram Avinu, you would spend a lot of times on their early years. You know, it's not easy growing up in the household of Terach. The Rambam writes that realize that when we recite Mahagadol Shel Pesach, Mitchila Haya Voseinu Ovdei Avodah Zarah, you know what that's a reference to? The Rambam writes Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu had to kind of transition from Avodah Zarah to Avodas Hashem. That must have been something incredible. But I'll tell you the following yisod. The reason the Torah mentions all these facts is because it's a Yetzira Lezah. And therefore, the Torah only presents that regarding the life of Avram Avinu that should be a model of doros. A model of doros. You know, sometimes you're in a situation where a person is faced with the base of Avodah Zarah, and you have to battle that base of Avodah Zarah. That certainly is true, but that's not the legacy of Avram Avinu. The Torah's idyllic form of Avodas Hashem is not the base Derech, it's the base Avram. So therefore, the Torah emphasizes the base Avram and the Leida of Yitzchak and the Leida of Yaakov. We know so much about the Shidduch of Yitzchak, so much about the Shidduch of Yaakov, you know. We know nothing about the Shidduch of Avram Avinu and Sarah, because one thing is clear, that was not the model Yadoros, that Terach was fearing the Shidduch for Avram Avinu. It's true under those circumstances that was necessary. But the Torah is not just filling in historic detail. The Torah is providing all of this because it's a Yetzirah L'Zarah. Is it important to know how to confront Avodah Zarah? Absolutely true. But first and foremost, front and center, the Torah is presenting the idyllic form of Avodas Hashem. And that is the Shalshalos HaMesav. And that is the base of Avram. That is the legacy of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And therefore the Torah glosses over the earlier years of Avram Avinu, that was not the appropriate model, and the Torah emphasizes all the minute detail post that fact, because when Avram Avinu created and dug a be'er, that was something that was transformative in the life of Klal Yisrael. The Ramban writes the be'eros of Avram and Yaakov, they represent Kimitzion Teitzei Sora, that represents the be'er of Shalosh Regalim. When Avraham Avinu went to Shechem, it wasn't because of the journey. But as the Ramban writes, that's because of what subsequently Knesset Yisrael experienced in the city of Shechem. The reason all of the detail is mentioned is not to describe the life of Avraham Avinu, but the legacy of Avraham Avinu that we're obligated to internalize. And that legacy is not a rejection of the way you were brought up. Sometimes that might be necessary. But the legacy of Avraham Avinu is creating that type of bias the Torah describes in detail. So perhaps that this concept of Yetzirah the Zara not only explains the issue of Bris Milah, but even the important fact, what does the Torah include? What does it omit? What does the Pasuk highlight? What is it that the Torah glosses over? Because everything that the Torah includes is an absolute mamon. And I'll just conclude with one more mamon, but take a look. A Rambam in Marnevuchim, Chela Gimel Perachav Dalet, where the Rambam writes, that's why the Torah teaches us of the Akedah. It's not because Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't know whether Avraham Avinu would be able to pass the Akedah. And it's not that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Rambam writes, couldn't have given Avraham Avinu ample schar, knowing that he would have been willing to sacrifice a son. Kadosh Baruch Hu knew that. And Avraham Avinu would have received the schar in any case. But the reason the Torah mentions all the details of Akedah is to provide us with the example of the Yetzirah the Zara of Mesiras Nefesh. It wasn't because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to know. It wasn't because Avraham Avinu needed schar, but rather it was because of the model that we had. If the Torah didn't contain the model of Akedas Yitzchak, that would not be the Yetzirah the Zara that we can glean from in these parshas. So that, no doubt, is the avodah. That's the challenge when it comes to all the details of the parsha. What is it that you and I can internalize? How is this considered to be a Yetzirah the Zara? If this is supposed to be the model, the idyllic legacy of, the Torah emphasizes. And if this is something that Avraham Avinu experienced, but that is not the model that a person should embrace, the Torah glosses over, even though no doubt that it speaks volumes about the life of Avraham Avinu. But that I would tell you is that phrase of the Ramban, the psicha, the Sefer Shmos, the Mikrei HaAvos Kula.